Paul, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. First of all, how does it feel to have got the job at Nantwich Town?
Yeah, I'm delighted. Nantwich is a club that's always been, a club that I've looked at with good memories as an opposition manager early, but a club that's always been a nice club, full of good people, and one which has always given teams I've managed a really tough game. So when John phoned me, I was delighted that I got the call and was quickly accepting the job.
I can imagine so. It's a great club to work at, is Nantwich. Just how did the appointment come about? Obviously, Richie Sutton and Gary Taylor Fletcher left on Sunday, and by Monday lunchtime, you'd been appointed as their successor.
Yeah, well, I've seen on Twitter that the two lads had gone, and I know them both. I know Such more than Gary, and both good lads. And I've actually spoke to Richie, and because I know how it is, I know how it gets, and it's tough sometimes. And I know that the type of people who will have been working and striving to do as much as they can to turn things around, but sometimes it just doesn't drop for you. I've been there myself. So I got a call off John probably mid-afternoon on Sunday. And I spoke again with him Sunday evening a couple of times. And then Monday morning, about half seven, 8 o'clock, I agreed. And then... I think the club announced it sometime the morning of Monday morning. It was all really quick, to be honest. It's all really quick, but I think when you announce to work football manager, I'm not one of these who goes, like a vulture hanging around people's jobs who are under pressure and standing at the back of dugouts, sitting on people's shoulders. It's my style, but as I said before, Nantwich has always been a club I've enjoyed visiting as an opposition manager, and hopefully I'll enjoy it as much as the club's manager now.
But what have you made of Nantwich's season so far?
It obviously hasn't been as normal, historically. Nantwich were always in and around the playoffs of the division, and for one reason or another that hasn't happened, certainly not this season and last season, but before that they've always been a club that's been at the top end of the league, a tough team to play against, full of good players, and it can happen, and sides can drop off for one reason or another, they can lose key players and you don't quite replace them, and then just confidence is a massive thing with players, and obviously results haven't been good, which knocks confidence, and that's what we are coming in to hopefully turn around. I'm not daft in realising where we are in the league and what the job's going to entail, but I'm confident in my own ability and my staff's ability to be able to help the players and get some positive results.
Player-wise, they've had a big turnover of players this season. I think it's 46 they've had. Obviously, not all of them are at the club currently. Are you happy with what you've got currently at the club, or do you think you'd be out looking to bring in more players?
Well, we're going to need players at the back, because we're really light in defence. John Moran's carrying an injury, leaving Troy Bourne as the only fit defender. Tonight's obviously my first night in training, so I'll see a little bit. I'll see a lot more and speak to the players a lot more. But we will be needing defensive reinforcements definitely.
9 games left of the season. I know it's a cliche, but is every game a cup final for Nantwich Town?
Well, I would say so. I would say so because we've not only got to win as many of our own games as we can, but we've got to hope that a few others drop points as well, because there's a couple of teams below us with significantly less games played. Although at this stage of the season, that isn't always the best thing, because of, you know, we're getting into March now, the weather will change, and then all of a sudden, if there's a couple of games postponed and you've got extra games to play, then you start playing three games a week, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and I know that's not ideal for Warrington. So you know, we what we control, we'll be trying to do that to the best of our ability. Whatever else that's elsewhere, then that's obviously out of our hands, but we'll be certainly watching. But first and foremost, it's making sure our own house is in order to get the right results.
One thing you can count on at Nantwich is the fantastic set of supporters they've got. You must have seen it when you were manager at Warrington Town. How vital are they going to be in backing your lads to get the job done and get to safety?
Well, it's every club that's successful, clubs that stick together. Now, right now, at this moment in time, success would be staying in the division. And so we're going to need everybody sticking together, backing each other through good times and bad. Because there'll still be ups and downs towards the end of the season, but we've just got to make sure there's more ups and downs. And the best way to do that is by everybody being together and you know, not just the fans getting behind the team, but the team giving the fans something to smile about and enjoy a pint of a weekend.
Finally, it's Hyde United on Saturday. They sit second in the league table, but how much are you wanting a win to start your era at Nantwich Town?
Of course. I've seen Hyde a couple of times. I know Nicky well, the Hyde manager, and I know what a quality job he's done this season. So I know it's going to be a tough task. But I think, you know, if we can put the right messages and framework into the team and try and make us a little bit harder to beat, and I'm sure we can certainly be able to cause an upset, and that's what we've got to be looking to do. Even though we're at home, they'll still come as favourites, you know, riding second in the league. But we've got to start as we mean to go on. We've got to get at teams, and I said it to a couple of the players we've spoken to on the phone. When you look across the division, the top teams are the ones who have players in it in the team that are consistent, and that make the right decisions more often than not. In terms of individuals, the ability isn't much difference between the top end of the pitch and the bottom. It is about that consistent decision making being right more often than not, and we've just got to make sure that the lads are given instruction of what to do, where to do it, and where not to do it. And if we do that, then I'm sure we will pick up points and we'll give ourselves every chance.